Model Test 16.
一情景反应。本题共五个小题，每小题你将听到一组对话，请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三幅图片中选出与你所听到的信息相关联的一项。
Number 1. It's windy today. Let's go to the park nearby to fly kites.
That's a good idea. I can't wait to do it.
It's windy today. Let's go to the park nearby to fly kites.
That's a good idea. I can't wait to do it.
Number 2. I like to make dumplings with my family during the Chinese New Year.
Me too. That's a great time for the whole family to share our joy.
I like to make dumplings with my family during the Chinese New Year.
Me too. That's a great time for the whole family to share our joy.
Number 3. I'm searching for information about Mars on the internet.
There will be an art show about space at 3 p.m. in the school hall. It might be useful for you.
I'm searching for information about Mars on the internet.
There will be an art show about space at 3 p.m. in the school hall. It might be useful for you.
Number 4. Do you have a robot in your home?
No, but I believe every home will have one in the near future.
Do you have a robot in your home?
No, but I believe every home will have one in the near future.
Number 5. Jim, please help me to move the heavy box.
Wait a moment. I am almost finished cleaning my bedroom.
Jim, please help me to move the heavy box.
Wait a moment. I am almost finished cleaning my bedroom.
Two, 对话理解。本题共五个小题。每小题你将听到一组对话和一个问题，请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。
Number 6. Danny, I'll leave early tomorrow, so I can't take you to school in the car.
Oh no, my bicycle is broken. I'll have to take the bus.
Question.Which transportation will the boy take to go to school tomorrow? Danny, I'll leave early tomorrow, so I can't take you to school in the car.
Oh no, my bicycle is broken. I'll have to take the bus.
Question, which transportation will the boy take to go to school tomorrow?Number 7. Most people think to be a teacher or a doctor is the best. For me, to be a pilot is my dream.
You are quite different, but I support you.
Question. What does the girl want to be? Most people think to be a teacher or a doctor is the best. For me, to be a pilot is my dream.
You are quite different.But I support you.
Question. What does the girl want to be? Number 8. The doctor said that there was nothing serious. Let's go home now.
Okay, but you should have a good rest. You always stay up late.
Question. Where does this conversation take place?The doctor said that there was nothing serious. Let's go home now.
Okay, but you should have a good rest. You always stay up late.
Question. Where does this conversation take place? Number 9. There are many unexpected events, like earthquakes, happening in our life.
Yes, the earth can raise us, but it also can kill us if we always ask for too much.
Question. What does the boy mean? There are many unexpected events, like earthquakes, happening in our life.
Yes, the earth can raise us, but it also can kill us if we always ask for too much.
Question. What does the boy mean? Number 10. When I opened the bottle, I found the color of the juice looked strange.
I'm so sorry about it. I'll change it at once.
Question. Why does the girl complain about the juice? When I opened the bottle, I found the color of the juice looked strange.
I'm so sorry about it. I'll change it at once.
Question. Why does the girl complain about the juice? One day, I was about to go home by train. At the busy train station, there was a little girl sitting all alone on a bench. She seemed to be lost. I walked up to her because I felt worried about such a little girl in a place like this. "Hello," I said. "Are you okay? Are your parents here with you?" The little girl did not even look up at me. I sat down next to her and touched her shoulder. Now she raised her head, and I could see she was crying sadly. I gave her a very warm smile and took her to the train station information desk. I asked a worker at the train station to make an announcement to help find the girl's parents. Minutes later, a woman came running towards the desk. As soon as she saw the little girl, she shouted and ran up to her. She brought the girl into her arms and held her tightly. Then she turned to me and said, "Thank you so much. I was looking for her everywhere. I could not ask the staff to send a voice message because she is deaf." Now I understood why the little girl did not look at me until I touched her shoulder. I felt quite happy that I helped them get together.
One day, I was about to go home by train. At the busy train station, there was a little girl sitting all alone on a bench. She seemed to be lost. I walked up to her because I felt worried about such a little girl in a place like this. "Hello," I said. "Are you okay? Are your parents here with you?" The little girl did not even look up at me. I sat down next to her and touched her shoulder. Now she raised her head, and I could see she was crying sadly. I gave her a very warm smile and took her to the train station information desk. I asked a worker at the train station to make an announcement to help find the girl's parents. Minutes later, a woman came, running towards the desk. As soon as she saw the little girl, she shouted and ran up to her. She brought the girl into her arms and held her tightly. Then she turned to me and said, "Thank you so much. I was looking for her everywhere. I could not ask the staff to send a voice message because she is deaf." Now I understood why the little girl did not look at me until I touched her shoulder. I felt quite happy that I helped them get together.
四、听力填空。本题你将听到一篇短文，请你根据所听内容完成下面的表格，并将获取的信息填到相应的位置上，每空一词。
British people are always known for their good manners. If you meet a British person in the street, it is very common that he or she will say sorry, whether it is his or her fault or not. It seems that Britain is becoming a country where everyone is saying sorry. Almost each person says sorry about 8 times every day.And 1/8 of people apologize much more times than others. As you may have seen, the British say sorry more often than people of other countries. Research shows that in many cases, people's love of saying sorry in Britain goes a little further than it does for Americans. For example, among 20 people, about 15 British people would say sorry,while only 10 from the U.S. would do this if they sneezed or corrected someone's mistakes. In the old days, sorry was used to express regret and sadness for having done something wrong, but now British people use the expression as a way of showing good manners. Actually, people in Britain pay much attention to the feelings of others.This is the reason why they apologize every day.
British people are always known for their good manners. If you meet a British person in the street, it is very common that he or she will say sorry whether it is his or her fault or not. It seems that Britain is becoming a country where everyone is saying sorry.Almost each person says sorry about 8 times every day, and 1/8 of people apologize much more times than others. As you may have seen, the British say sorry more often than people of other countries. Research shows that in many cases, people's love of saying sorry in Britain goes a little further than it does for Americans. For example,Among 20 people, about 15 British people would say sorry, while only 10 from the U.S. would do this if they sneezed or corrected someone's mistakes. In the old days, sorry was used to express regret and sadness for having done something wrong. But now, British people use the expression as a way of showing good manners. Actually,People in Britain pay much attention to the feelings of others. This is the reason why they apologize every day.